An update now from eastern Ukraine, where for the last 3 years, Russia has fueled a separatist war. Vladimir Putin insists he wants only to protect ethnic Russians there. He hasn't annexed the region, as he did Crimea. And Russia hasn't even officially recognized the independence of Ukraine's breakaway regions. But Russia is where the sympathies of many people there lie. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson explains why.
There's little sign of the war in the capital of what anti-Ukrainian forces call the Donetsk People's Republic, or DPR. The main streets and facades in the city of Donetsk look pristine, if empty, given that many people who prefer Donetsk stay a part of Ukraine have moved away. But municipal workers are nevertheless out in force, filling potholes and making repairs. It's my first time in the self-proclaimed republic in nearly 3 years, because American journalists are rarely allowed inside. Just how normal everything looks here is striking. DPR officials say credit goes to the Russian Federation, which provides 80% of the material they need to keep services running. The West accuses Russia of keeping the war going as well, providing DPR with military aid and personnel, which the Kremlin denies. To thank their eastern neighbor, DPR officials have erected a large Heart Russia sign near the Lenin statue in downtown Donetsk. Yevgeny Osechkin is the head of utility services in the district. He welcomes the Russian help, but says he'd be happy if Donetsk formally joined the Russian Federation. Osechkin says being part of a powerful country is better than being an independent little one. The truth is, Donetsk already looks and feels like it's part of the Russian Federation. Shelves are stocked with Russian goods. Ukrainian enterprises here are controlled by the DPR government, which, because of international sanctions, only does business with the Russian Federation. The only legal currency in Donetsk is the Russian ruble, and all banks here are linked to Moscow. Hotels and shops only accept Russian and DPR-issued credit cards. DPR officials are also issuing their own passports, intended for travel and identification purposes. They are red, like the Russian ones. Vladimir Krasnoshoka is the chief of DPR immigration services. He says DPR passports are necessary because the Ukrainian government no longer issues documents to DPR residents. He says so far the new DPR passports are recognized only by Russia and two breakaway republics in Georgia. Off tape, Krasnoshoka tells me he wouldn't mind if DPR passports become obsolete one day, if Donetsk joins the Russian Federation. That union with Russia is something many people who still live here want. Some tell me in private they are envious of Crimea, where it's quiet and where Moscow nearly doubled salaries and pensions to bring Crimeans more in line with what Russians earn. Sergei Ivanov, a chief at Kirova mine, says annexation is a matter of urgency for miners in Donetsk. He says an economic blockade imposed in March by Kiev has led to salary cuts and layoffs at mines in the region, hardships he believes would end with Russian Federation membership. Ivanov says he no longer considers himself a Ukrainian citizen, adding, quote, "The war has separated us." Not that the war is ever far away. Key utilities like this water filtration plant are near the front line, where DPR and Ukrainian forces clash daily. Shelling interrupts my conversation with the DPR's Water Services General Director, Oleg Mokry. In between the explosions, Mokry says in Russian that Ukraine has provided neither salaries nor materials for this filtration plant since 2014. A colleague translates.
And they actually don't care what's happening here for the territory they are not controlling right now, and actually for the territory they are controlling right now.
That's quite active.
Mokry tells me the explosions are normal and not to worry. But Mokry admits that he does worry an errant rocket will hit one of his chlorine tanks and cause a devastating explosion. It's the kind of danger that makes Donetsk residents want to join the Russian Federation in hopes the fighting will end. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Donetsk.